Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The text is the gospel just read. Please be seated. Stressful lives, empty living, guilt and regrets, fear and conflict. We can delude ourselves all that we want, but these things are painfully weaving their way into our lives each and every day. And for all of our efforts to make a difference, for all of our efforts to make this world a better place, are we really any closer than we were 50 years ago, or 500, or 1,000? Something is seriously haywire. Let's start with that statement in the gospel, when Jesus heard what had happened. And what he heard was the news of the brutal beheading of John the Baptist. And so we're told he withdrew to a solitary place. And you'll recall that the plot is already underway, that plot to kill Jesus is already afoot. And on top of that, there has been confrontation after confrontation with his enemies, people pursuing him, people running after him, and now we have the death of John. And so we're not surprised that he withdrew to a solitary place. But in spite of all of that, the people still flock to him, the crowds still pursue him. And here's the real thrust of our text. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them. And it's that word compassion that says it all. It's that sympathetic concern of our Lord for the suffering of others. It's that desire to give aid. It's that longing to show mercy. And it's all of it quite beyond our grasp. In spite of everything thrown at him, his attention, his compassion turns to the crowds. And that says that Jesus is there, even in the worst of times. And I mentioned earlier that something is seriously haywire, and that something is us. Specifically, it is the sin living in us that has brought about our stressful lives, our empty living, the guilt and regrets, the fear and the conflict. But the compassionate heart of Christ is always there for us. Always there forgiving, always there pardoning us, speaking to us, comforting us through his word at his table. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves, and he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people, and they all ate and were satisfied. And we never cease to marvel at this miracle, do we? The compassion of our Lord reaches far beyond just the fact that our Lord cares about our bodily needs, our earthly needs. Remember what happened after the miracle. It's St. John who records these words. I tell you the truth. You were looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. And has that become any of us, many of us, or all of us, working and laboring and dying for food that spoils? Christ comes to feed you this day. He comes to feed you fully and completely with his word, with his body and blood, which is poured out for you on his cross. He's aware of your struggles. He knows your every need. And in his compassion, he spreads a table for you. Martin Luther, who writes, "It's the nature of God that he makes something out of nothing. Consequently, if someone is not nothing, God can make nothing out of him and make something into something else. But this is vain and useless work. Thus, God accepts no one except the abandoned, makes no one healthy except the sick, gives no one sight except the blind, brings no one to life except the dead, makes no one pious except the sinner, makes no one wise except the foolish, and in short, has mercy upon no one except the wretched, and gives no one grace except those who have not grace." And that's us, full of life's struggles, worn and weary from disappointments, harassed by sin at every turn, and it's to people such as that, it's to you, that Christ comes with his love, that Christ comes with his forgiveness, and provisions for body and soul that we may eat of this food that endures to eternal life and be satisfied. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.